You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Good afternoon. Good Thursday afternoon. I would argue it's a beautiful day in Kansas City, but these
It's a beautiful day in Kansas City.
These naysayers around me today.
Oh, it's a Chamber of Commerce day.
Will David Muir be making an appearance on this program this hour?
David Muir. You have to put your arms like this, everybody.
We've got some Toy Story clouds out there. They look pretty cool.
We'll be making an appearance on our program in about half an hour. There is going to be a news conference in Los Angeles regarding the Menendez brothers, and the New York Times may have a little scoop here.
Yeah, we will bring that to you live at 3:30. The New York Times is reporting the DA is expected to ask the court to resentence the boys. Someone familiar with the case says that that step could then, of course, free the brothers from prison. During their trial, which was televised, you know the history about the brothers and the sex abuse. The DA's office is now saying this is credible enough to warrant a full reconsideration by the court. I would argue it was credible enough at the time, and the court didn't do it, but here we are. It basically could pave the way for them to walk free. We don't know how soon.
What do they do for a living if they get out? Obviously, write a book, sell their story.
Talk show circuit.
But would they get paid for that? Do you get paid to go on like the Kelly Clarkson show?
You know, but here's the deal. They still are survivors of the most horrifying abuse you can imagine. And so do they write a book maybe? I don't see that as something that you go on some talk show circuit to talk about anymore.
What happened to the family fortune?
You know, I don't know.
Sam, I don't...
There wasn't another sibling to take it over.
I don't know. Great question.
Well, but if it was explicit... I mean, one of the arguments was... One of the alleged reasons that they killed their parents, and nobody disputes that, was that they had been informed that they had been taken out of the will. You can't give somebody's money to two people that he or she didn't want to have it.
The office announced earlier this month, and this is what we were trying to get, and I think we have an attorney coming on the program after this announcement. The office said it is important to recognize that both men and women can be victims of sexual abuse.
That's true.
Mark Garagos, their attorney, said this. Scott, you have echoed this. If the Menendez brothers had been the Menendez sisters, I don't think we would be having this conversation today.
They wouldn't be in prison ever.
I think they might have gone to prison if they were young women. It would not have been the term that we've seen for these boys.
Since a judge has carte blanche to go ahead and strike any evidence they want to, what's to say that they're granted a new trial and that judge decides this is not relevant to the trial again?
Because it's completely relevant, and because I don't think there will be a retrial. I think the prosecutor's office has the power to say we want a resentencing, and the judge can agree and say time served and let them go.
But let me jump in for just a second, Sam, if I could. And Dana made this point earlier, I think, out in the newsroom or off the air in here. If the judge said, okay, fine, you know, this life sentence that these two men are currently serving is no longer valid, and they need a new trial, it would be up to the prosecutor at that point to decide what charges you bring. Not the judge. The prosecutor would decide which charges these men would face, Kyle and Eric Menendez, and I would presume that the DA would go with voluntary manslaughter, at which point there is no case because they've already well served the time that they would have been sentenced to for manslaughter. Does that make sense?
It does. And the judge can grant them a retrial, and the DA can say, we don't want to retry you.
Right.
Enjoy the rest of your lives.
We're not going to press charges anymore. Yeah. All right. So that news conference is coming up at 3:30, and we will carry that live here on KMBZ. The World Series starts tomorrow night between the Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Would you care to guess the most watched World Series of all time?
Was it the one the Royals was in?
No, it was not the one that the Royals was in.
We watched so well here.
We're in, that's right. The number one World Series, most watched World Series of all time with 44.3 million average viewers was the 1978 World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Which, okay. By the way, is a very sad commentary for the state of the MLB today. The fact that the last time that they set the record for the most viewers was 1978.
The second most watched World Series, 1980, when the Phillies beat the Kansas City Royals. Second most watched. By the way, all of the most watched are in the 70s and 80s.
Wow.
Except one.
I echo my previous comment.
1991, when the Minnesota Twins played the Atlanta Braves, that had 36 million average viewers. 1991.
Well, baseball just isn't the same sport that it used to be in the 1900s. You know, it's different.
Well,
there's also pro basketball,
right?
Which rose at that time.
And look at the meteoric rise of football.
Will we see the numbers climb now that there's a pitching clock and now that the games are, you know, you don't have to carve 12 hours out of your day to watch a baseball game? I birthed children quicker than some of those games used to last.
The viewership numbers did not dramatically increase as they shortened the length of the games.
Really?
That is true.
Now, you're convinced, Captain Sauer, this week, that baseball is on its way out, or a dying sport. Is that fair to say?
Not necessarily. I just think that this specific matchup is quite possibly the most boring matchup they could have picked. I say picked like it was scripted, but you know what I mean.
I didn't know when they were playing, nor do I care who. I just, once the Royals were out, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, with the Super Bowl, like, I will watch. I'll pick a team that I like. I watch for the commercials. With baseball, once the Royals were out, what? I just don't care.
It's like a pole NASCAR racer, the one that starts in the first spot in a NASCAR race, winning the race. It's two of the best teams of all time going up against each other.
It is the two best teams in the AL and NL.
Yeah.
That is correct.
But there could be some good baseball played, and that could be interesting to
watch. Thank you, Dan. I will be watching.
Got a thousand other things I can do.
I love baseball.
I don't mind it. I just, meh.
Is it background noise for you?
It's background. If we're out at a restaurant and it's on, I'll go, oh, okay, look, whoever just scored, whatever.
If I'm looking to take a nap, it's getting turned on.
That's what I do with golf.
Well everyone does that with golf.
Not Dana.
I think most people do that.
So excited.
Do you ever turn on golf on a Sunday and just lay on the couch and take a nap? I mean, because who's the guy that calls golf who's really good? Jim Nantz.
Always.
Has the most calming voice. And he's up on the ninth hole.
Yep.
And there's the putt. and me?
Sam, you're going to love this.
Oh.
We played a few weeks ago in Nebraska, and we were with a lovely woman who doesn't play a lot of golf, but she was kind of along for the ride. And someone said to her, including her, bent down, looking at the putt, said, what do you think this is going to do? And there was a pause, and with a dead straight face, and she was not trying to be funny, she said, well, I think it's going to roll.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Very wise.
Yeah.
Very wise.
I hit the ground laughing. I think it's going to roll. Yes, that is 100%.
If you do it correctly,
accurate.
I hope it rolls and
the
does
ball
not
is
bounce.
Going to roll. And I put it on a miss. Couple of ball markers and sent it to him.
Nice.
It's going to roll.
Oh, my word.
So good.
Who's in the World Series this year?
I think the Yankees, and I have no idea who else.
Dodgers.
Sure.
We just said it like three times.
New York and L.A.
I care so little about the World Series that not only do I not listen about it when it's on television.
Or when I'm talking about it.
I don't listen about it when you're talking about it 2 feet from my face.
Well, that's not exclusive to the World Series.
Amen.
But also, that's true. That is true.
The sport at the moment may be lacking general population celebrity.
What do you mean by that?
There just isn't a lot of hype and around the players.
Two of the best players in the leagues.
Yes.
Inside are playing tomorrow
the
night.
Sport. Yes.
Aaron Judge for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani for
but
the Dodgers.
But it's just not that exciting for the general public because there's not much celebrity around it.
Right. Like during the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa era, where people that normally would not watch baseball started watching because of those players.
That's right. Bring steroids back.
I stopped watching then because I knew everybody knew they were, and don't forget to include Barry Bonds, we all knew they were cheating.
If they're not juicing, I'm not watching.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Samuel. Really?
Do you remember a decade ago, the Royals run, and so many players on that team 10 years ago were like celebrities. They were exciting. They were unique. They were around town. They were doing something.
Salvi, Hosmer, Moustakas.
Locaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. And there just doesn't seem to be that kind of celebrity around.
Okay.
And so maybe that's why viewership just isn't, you know.
All right. A news conference coming up in just a little over 10 minutes from LA, the district attorney there making his decision or announcing his decision regarding Lyle and Eric Menendez. And the New York Times is reporting that the DA is going to call for a resentencing. We will find out and carry it live here at the bottom of the hour on Dana and Parks. Coming up later on this afternoon, the Kansas City Council is looking to ban flavored tobacco and vapes. Wait, ban flavored tobacco. Now, when you hear that, you automatically think menthol, like menthol cigarettes. But it doesn't say that. It says flavored tobacco. Well, chewing tobacco comes in a multitude of flavors.
I would think that would also include, because it says nicotine, flavored nicotine products, the vapes, synthetic Zen pouches, things like that.
Huh. We'll try to get a little bit more clarification on that before we discuss it a little bit later this afternoon. Elizabeth Francis, who was the oldest living person in the United States, has died. She was 115 years old.
Oh, wow.
Her 69-year-old granddaughter.
Wow.
69-year-old granddaughter and caregiver, Ethel, told ABC News that Francis died peacefully on Tuesday night while surrounded by family. Speaking to ABC News, Ethel Harrison described Francis, quote, as a person who loved people. She loved the Lord. Her faith was extremely strong. She was always jolly. You know, how you doing? You doing okay? That was just her personality. At the time of her death, Elizabeth Francis was the oldest living person in the United States and the third oldest living person in the world.
She's the third at 115?
She was born in 1909.
Wow. So we don't have anyone left in the last few years that spanned three centuries. There's no way.
Well, I don't know who the oldest person, because she was the third oldest in the world.
Yeah, born in 1909, so right. You would have to add 10 years to that. Ain't nobody 125.
Oh, well, let me look.
No way. There's no way.
Who is the oldest? Let me look.
Is she one of those people that also took a shot of whiskey every day? Please tell me yes.
Probably.
Never married, took a shot of whiskey every day.
Smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Probably not that.
The oldest living person as of today is Tomiko Itoka, 116 years old. She was born in 1908.
Man, I would not want to live to 116.
I don't think I'd want to live to 100. You seen most people when they get to 100? It ain't pretty.
Well,
you know who I'm talking about. Her daughter is still alive. 96 years old.
You know it's bad when, I shouldn't say bad, but when your oldest child is 96 years old.
And your granddaughter is 69.
Oh, you know what? That's a long, beautiful life. I personally would, you know, personally do not have any interest in being around when.
That family's got some good genes, though.
Yeah. It's probably that shot of whiskey every day.
Well, it says here that she did an interview with KTRK TV in Houston last year to mark her 114th birthday. And Frances said at the time that despite her age, she still felt young at heart. I'm very, very young. Look at me. I'm like a little young chicken.
My favorite was the woman who was like 105 years old, and they asked her, what is your secret to staying youthful? And she said, I drink 6 Dr. Peppers a day.
Oh, wow.
23 flavors.
By the way, she shared that her secret to longevity in life, no drinking.
Oh.
No smoking.
Oh.
But eating anything she wants.
Well, and rare.
Rare. Excuse me?
I don't know where that came from, Sam.
Perverted
Fun fact, she had a very active adult life.
We don't know that.
Up until... Look at Dan.
What is wrong with you?
I think it leads to a longer, happier life. Alcohol?
Why did we have to go there?
She said no alcohol.
I thought you were going to say alcohol, comma.
Or ellipses.
Whatever the second listed reason was.
No drinking, no smoking.
And plenty of.
And plenty of sex.
Really, guys? How tawdry.
Bless her heart.
I didn't go there.
And you played the clip. And eating anything she wanted.
Good for her.
Wipe that smirk off.
I'm not. I'm good for her. We have to get the break anyway because I am not missing this presser.
All right.
She was a classy
not.
One.
When we return,
unbesmirched.
Hopefully
sure.
They'll be on time. The district attorney in L.A. will announce his decision regarding the Menendez brothers.
The Associated Press is now just reporting that the L.A. prosecutors want Eric and Lyle resentenced in the 1989 killings of their parents. I say amen. It is long, long overdue.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Dana just asked me, I don't even have to. Dana just said, look up what was going on in 1989. And I can give you several things. George H.W. Bush had just been sworn in as president. Okay. I graduated high school. Yep. Graduated high school. I'm 53 years old.
They had high schools back then?
Get out. The Milli Vanilli scandal was in 1989. Madonna released Like a Prayer.
And that was the year of the, I would argue, wrongful conviction the way it was done in the Eric and Lyle Menendez case. And we are awaiting a news conference from the district attorney. The press has gathered. We will go to that as soon as it happens. Sam was mentioning in our ear during the break that in order for a resentencing, there has to be new evidence in the case. I have long argued the evidence of their sex abuse is not new. That evidence was presented in the first trial correctly. The jury, the female jurors, understood that mitigating circumstance. The male jurors did not. That first trial ended in a hung jury. In the second trial, the judge wouldn't allow any of the testimony about the abuse. And because of that, of course, they were
sentenced to death.
Swiftly convicted. Yep. Cameras were not allowed in the courtroom during that second trial. The letter that one of them wrote to a cousin detailing the abuse before the murders, and then also the evidence that one of the band members from the Menudo Brothers has since come forward saying he was raped by Jose Menendez.
Here's what else happened in 1989. The Berlin Wall fell.
Wow.
Tiananmen Square. The Soviets left Afghanistan. The massive earthquake in San Francisco. Bush became president. Exxon Valdez. The Game Boy was released. Taylor Swift was born.
Wow.
That's how long they've been in prison. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't have gone to prison for some time.
Oh, I think even they would say they should have gone to prison for some time for manslaughter, not for murder.
Now, by the way, the CNN legal analyst was specifically keying on the fact that this letter is the center of this new thought that they should be retried. And that letter was presented to the courts during the trial and rejected, saying it was not relevant and did not in a substantial way prove sexual abuse by the father. And if that is the standing that they are trying to get this retrial or resentencing on, according to California state law, that would be violating the law because it's not new evidence, because the court has already seen
it. I would say, Sam, the district attorney in Los Angeles and Los Angeles County certainly knows what the law says. And if you look at the totality of all of that evidence, whether the letter was new or not, certainly the rape of the band member at age 16
from Menudo
is new evidence, because this would have been.
Now, that's fair. That is new evidence.
Way after the murders that came up. When was Menudo relevant?
Menudo was relevant in the late 80s, early 90s. That's when, around the time that, what's his face was in it? Living La Vida Loca, whatever his name.
Ricky Martin.
But to Sam's point, to your point first, the Menudo band member testimony would certainly be new evidence. Back to your point that the letter was introduced but rejected by the judge at the time, the DA in LA could make the argument that that judge made the wrong decision and that should be introduced as evidence. Therefore, it would become new evidence if they determine that the judge should have allowed that letter in.
Legal analyst on CNN disagrees. I was just relaying what she
said. No, I understand. And, of course, they're late.
I told you they would be.
They're all just standing there looking at each other. Oh, they went to commercial.
All right. Now we're going to break.
CNN's not even confident that it's going to happen.
Did they really go to break? What happened to the TV? Dang it. All right, what do you guys want to do? Should we go to break early? That way we can carry the entire news conference when it happens. Are you guys okay with that?
I am okay with that, but you know what's going to happen. The second we go to break, he's going to take this.
He's literally going to walk up
to the dais and be like,
but then we'll break in.
Here we go.
The AP already released a story as if the press conference already happened.
It is being widely reported based on sources close to the DA's office. They are going to ask for a resentencing. And by the way, we have a call out, or we're going to have a call out to some partners in our community to talk a little bit about how not only has the law changed, but our education and understanding of these types of issues have changed. What does it mean today? If this same exact scenario happened today, I'm telling you it would be handled completely differently.
A good question from the text line: was the murder or the conviction in 89? The murders were in 1989, but they were arrested as well in 1989, and I don't believe were given a bond. And were never released from jail. So they have been behind bars since 1989. I believe the conviction, if I'm not mistaken, I'm totally going off
memory. Because there were two trials.
Right. The conviction, I believe, that they're currently serving time for, if I'm not mistaken, was in 1992.
Which would have been the year that I graduated high school. That is how long they've been behind bars.
Right, let's take the break early. That way we can bring you the entire news conference without interruption. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So they have been incarcerated since March of 1990. The murders were in August 20th. Of 1989. Somebody in the text line had the wrong dates, but that's okay. They were arrested in early 1990. The first trial ran from 1993 to 1994. The second trial ran from 1995 to 1996. Wow. But they've been incarcerated since March of 1990.
So the press support staff have all gathered for the news conference. Mark Garagos, their attorney, is already in the room as we await the district attorney. I'm curious where Leslie, their initial, what's her last name?
Leslie Abramson.
God, what a great job she did. Really, truly great job. If you want to know everything you need to know about this case, read her book on that case. And it came out years later. Where is she today? I'm curious if she is going to be there today. She defended them in the first trial. Remember, she has the crazy curly hair.
She's still alive. She's 81 years old.
Got it.
But this is driving me insane because it's now 3:48. The news conference was supposed to start at 3:30. Dana's right.
They know what they're saying.
They've already written whatever the comments are going to be. Let's go.
It's all right. We can move on. We'll come back. I'm watching it.
CNN already gave up and went back to standard programming.
There's 30,000 people just watching the live feed from Reuters on Twitter right now. So I've got it up. We can bounce. And then when we see that, I was going to say ding-a-ling, but when we see the very esteemed
District
LA
attorney,
County Gascon. District Attorney finally take his spot at the podium, I will let you know.
Gascon. Why were you going to call him a ding-a-ling?
Because she's mad that he's not at the podium yet.
20 minutes late.
Did he get lost? Did he forget where his office was?
Apparently, he forgot where the news conference room is. Yes. The Chiefs did acquire DeAndre Hopkins today. They did send down Sky Moore to the IR.
Okay, but remind everybody, is Sky Moore like in timeout?
Well, he hasn't had the most productive season. And I was listening to 96.5 earlier today, and the guys in the midday show were saying that Sky Moore played most of the last game and was thrown at twice, which is not good, and dropped one.
They asked Coach Reed at the news conference, will the new player suit up and play for the next game? And, his reaction, paraphrasing here, was, yeah, why not? Why wait?
That's why they sent Sky Moore down.
Yep.
Was so that they could bring DeAndre Hopkins.
And he
Hopkins
has chosen
in.
Number 8 to wear on his jersey in honor of Kobe Bryant.
Huh. He was number 10 at the Titans, of course. Number 10 is used by Isaiah Pacheco, who is also currently on IR.
Do you know what HW means? Because Tyreek Hill posted when he saw that the new player, was coming to Kansas City.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Tyreek Hill just wrote HW. And then I went on Google and tried to figure out all of the different things that could mean, and I couldn't.
I have no idea. I got nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, no idea.
Search efforts have been suspended for a 66-year-old woman who fell overboard on a Taylor Swift-themed cruise on Tuesday night.
Oh,
the U.S. Coast Guard announced today. The Coast Guard previously said they were assisting with the search, which was being led by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. The missing passenger fell off the Royal Caribbean ship Allure of the Seas about 17 miles north of the Bahamas. She's not been publicly identified. The four-night Swift-themed voyage known as the In My Cruise Era set sail from Miami for the Bahamas on Monday. It is not officially affiliated with Taylor Swift. About 400 people registered for the cruise. It included karaoke, a dance party, and, of course, friendship bracelet training. Mm,
bless her heart. Sam, in my ear, just said that it wasn't HW. Pardon me. It was about an hour ago I read this. It was HM in small letters.
Which is
No, it is not. When you are going, is HMMM dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
Ellipses.
He just wrote HM, and which I thought, what does HM mean?
Well, instead of it's just
Why are we breaking this down?
Because when I saw it, I Googled, what does HM mean?
Maybe
exactly what it
maybe
means.
Maybe Tyreek Hill is a bitter little man who doesn't like other people coming into his old job.
Bingo.
Well, yeah. He had every opportunity possible to take a 90% pay cut and come back to the Chiefs. But would you take a 90% pay cut?
No, I would not. But okay. After winning a Super Bowl with the team that you're signed with, I wouldn't demand so much money that the team has no other choice than to let you go.
We live rent-free in his head every single day, and I love it.
I know. You know we do.
Oh, yeah. You know who else lives rent-free in his head? DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to write Tyreek on Twitter and say, you misspelled See what he says.
Maybe it stands for holy mackerel.
We're now 22 minutes late, if anybody's
well aware. And all the news channels have moved on to other stuff.
Yeah, they've gone back to regular programming. They don't even have a little box in the bottom corner saying waiting for.
What is going on?
23 minutes.
Well aware, Sam. This is ridiculous. From CBS News, Kentucky State Senator Johnny Turner, known for his staunch support of the coal industry, has died after being injured at home last month when he plunged into an empty swimming pool while aboard a lawnmower.
Wait. Oh, wow.
Favorite student in the front row, yes. He was 76.
Oh, God bless him.
Mm-hmm. He was known for his folksy manner that endeared him to constituents and colleagues alike. Turner died Tuesday evening after his hard-fought battle with injuries sustained in the accident.
Oh, God. A riding lawnmower into a pool.
Yes. An empty pool.
Yeah, I got it.
Trying to see if there's any more info in here about how that even happened.
I'm going to tell you this. If I knew that my father at age 76 or even 73 was on a riding lawnmower for any reason, I'm not going to say I would flip out, but I would say, hey, why don't we maybe...
What would you want him to do? Use a push mower?
No, I would want him to just hire someone to mow the yard.
Oh. Well,
I get it. Some people love to mow, but yeah. I'm telling you, the side hills, all that stuff. I'd be like, you know what?
You don't mow along the hill. You mow up and down the hill.
Do you know how many stories we've covered of the mower tipping over onto people in a creek on the side of the highway because they mow on the side? People always think it's not going to tip until it does. I'm just saying at age 76, that's not what I would want my dad doing in retirement.
I don't even own a mower. What? What was that? Hmm?
Hmm.
What was that? Hmm?
He meant to go, hmm.
Proud of you.
Does that make me hoity-toity?
That makes you incredibly hoity-toity, yes.
Because I don't like to mow, and so I pay somebody else to do it?
My new favorite thing. Yesterday it was Thylas Australia, and today it's
We don't own mowers in Western Canada.
We do not.
James, I need another mow. I said crosshatch.
What did you just say?
I said crosshatch.
Crosshatch. No, he's very good. His name is Nick. He's a very nice man.
Yes.
He mows it. Like double, like this way and this way, so it looks like a baseball field. Yeah. It's very nice. He's very good. His name's Nick Pacina, if you guys are looking for somebody. Everybody's writing in on what could mean, like, hi, mate, have mercy, how much, holy moly.
Oh, holy moly. It could be holy moly.
By the way, I could not get over your garage door logic last night.
Hail Mary. Oh, we will be coming back to the garage door logic. I had an entire separate conversation about this last night before bed. Then Sam texted me about it.
I spent hours thinking of other ways to apply similar logic, and none of them made sense.
Well, by the way, he didn't just text you, Dana, right? He texted both you and me.
It was a group text.
Yeah, that's correct. And I saw your wah-ha-ha-ha-ha when I woke up this morning, because I have, when I go to bed, I put you both on silent.
Wait, I'm on silent now too?
Well, no, you're not on silent, but if it's a group text and she's in it, it automatically goes to silent.
Yeah, gotcha. You get silenced adjacent to Dana because of my silencing. You're silent adjacent,
but I'm gonna
Sam.
I'm going to tell you both something right now. And by the way, Dan, if this news conference starts in the middle of your newscast, we're going to have to interrupt it. I'm sorry. Just telling you in advance. I did not respond to the text between the two of you last night, but when I got up this morning, and I had to get up early, I had a speaking engagement this morning out at Starlight, I looked down at my phone at like 4:30 in the morning, and I saw what the two of you had written, and all I said, under my breath, I go, jerks.
Would you like to tell the fine people what I said?
When we get back.
Okay.
I will. News with Dan White.
Somebody else has a theory for what HM stands for on the text line that I think is the pinnacle.
Hand muff. News with Dan.
Very popular this time of year.
Coming up in 2 minutes. If they start the news conference, we will break into whatever we're doing and carry it live.
Fine.
Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.